And so I started thinking about it, what would be the keys? What would you look for? What would be the keys that you would talk about? And it slowly started to come to me again. And I thought that, okay, if I'm really going to have keys, what am I going to use the keys for? And I thought, well, this has to be part of the analysis. And so I came up with what I felt was four ways that before you even look at the swing, before you're looking at the grip, before you're looking at the setup, before you're looking at what the swing plane looks like or the pivot looks like, these are the four things you got to pay attention to. Okay? And those four things are the trajectory of the shot, the curvature of the shot, the contact, where it hits on the club face, and then the impact. What's happening at impact when they make contact? And if you really watch just somebody hit, you know, let's assume they have the golf ball up in the air, okay, we're not dealing with a beginner. Those four things are paramount because you can start from someone that shoots 100 and go all the way to the number one player in the world. And if you're watching them hit balls and they're not hitting it, he or she's not hitting it the way they'd like to, one of those areas or more is going to stand out. They're either hitting the ball too high or too low with the trajectory. You've got three options there. You're hitting it at the trajectory you think you should hit it, you know, based on the club head speed that the person has. They're hitting it too high or they're hitting it too low. It's as simple as that. And that's your interpretation. That's my interpretation. If I don't have a track man handy, that's my interpretation of watching six irons for 27 years. I kind of have an idea how I think it should fly. Is it flying too high or flying too low? So that's one area, trajectory. Second area would be no particular order. The second area would be curvature. The ball is either flying relatively straight with a little movement one way or the other, okay? Or it's curving too much to the right, or it's curving too much to the left. All right, three things again in the curvature part, okay? And then the third area is where the ball's hitting on the club face. And everyone in here, even from their own game, knows that there's different sounds depending on where you hit on the club face, okay? Are they hitting in the center? Are they hitting on the toe? Are they hitting on the heel? Are they hitting low in the face? Are they hitting high in the face? There's a different sound for each of those. Okay? And that's very important. And then the last one is the impact. Probably, I would say, the most important part, okay, is the impact. And to me, you'd like to hit, if we're hitting an iron, you'd like to hit the ball on the ground at the same time. It would be the best contact, I feel, when you strike a ball. Now the second best would be to hit the ball first, then hit the ground. All right, you certainly don't want to hit the ground first, then the ball. And sometimes you can't get down to the golf ball, okay? Or sometimes you get too deep into the ground when you're hitting. So the impact stands out. And so once I started coming up with this concept of those four areas, this is probably about 4 years ago or so, 4 or 5 years ago, about a year after I got here. Once I came up with that idea, then I started writing down all the different characteristics of what I just talked about in the four areas. What are the different options there? And when you watch somebody hit, so if you had a tour player out there, okay, sometimes it's hard to see what they're doing wrong. They swing the club fast, they swing the club good. Their mistakes are the same types of mistakes we make, but they're more minute, they're smaller, often much more ingrained, which is harder to correct. But in watching what they're doing, you know, I would look at those four things. And you know, they might do all of them very well with a lofted club, okay, because lofted clubs create more backspin when you hit, and there's less side spin. You don't really hit them offline, you know, that much as far as the curvature part of things. You start getting a straighter face club, you get into the long irons, you get into the fairway wood, you get into the driver, now mistakes start to show up a little bit more readily. And so even watching a tour player, one of those areas, if they're not swinging the way that they would like to swing, is going to start standing out. And so what that does is that gives me an avenue to know where to start in any lesson with any player every single time.